heard only on 94.7 CSX.
6 o'clock, 66 degrees, perfect weather for an alligator to take a walk through Allen Park, apparently. Bruce Orion walks in, points up his TV, and goes, look, there's a little baby alligator trucked through somebody's backyard in Allen Park. Who knew? Can you have an alligator as a pet?
My uncle had one in his bathtub for years.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he had an alligator in his bathtub for years?
He had a pet alligator, yes, that lived in his bathtub, and he had a pet monkey, too. I'm serious. You've met my uncle.
Yeah. Okay, so suddenly I'm not so... Okay. He had an alligator in the bathtub.
Yes, he had an apartment in Mount Clemens off of Hubbard, and I've heard stories over the years about the alligator and the monkey.
Okay, that's... That's awesome.
Yeah.
And freaky at the same time, but you never actually went over to go see the alligator and the monkey.
It was long before I was born, but
that sounds like a bad cop show on Showtime, doesn't it?
I have heard stories.
Thursday night, alligator and the monkey. You've been served.
So we're going to get, Ryan's digging that up right now. We'll get to that a little bit later on this morning, but apparently there was an alligator in somebody's backyard in Allen Park. So you can't walk an alligator. You told me you can't walk an alligator in Detroit on Sundays now. We learned that too, so...
I know, that just ruins my whole day.
Was that really? Yeah, that was your plan?
After church, I thought I'd go for a stroll.
What do you guys want to do? You want to get brunch or take the alligator for a walk? I think we'll take Wally out. Take him down to Eastern Market.
Maybe get an ice cream.
Oh, nice.
They're on sale at the venue box office. Ticketmaster locations. It's Broadway's big fat hit. You know what? I watched the YouTube video yesterday because I wanted to grasp what this concept was. Uh-huh. It looks hysterical.
It's supposed to be pretty damn good, so if you want to go, call number 31-248-398-WCSX or studio number. I'm trying to look up here for the Fisher Theater if they have any rules about bringing an alligator.
I'm sure it's not on this sheet, but somewhere.
What if it's one of those, like, service animals? What do they call them?
Is that therapy pet?
A therapy pet. Maybe it's just a therapy gator.
Emotional support.
That's what your uncle had, an emotional support gator and a monkey. See, now, here's the thing. I keep going back to this. I get one, maybe. Maybe I want to have a pet monkey or a pet alligator, but to have them both in an apartment.
Nope.
What could go wrong?
You know what? I'm going to text him and see if he's awake.
We got it. This is the damnedest thing, man. I'm sorry. I know we're supposed to be doing a show and focused on sports and everything else, but all I can think about now is a monkey and an alligator in an apartment in Mount Clemens. Macomb Daly's like, wait a minute, what?
True story.
That's
true story.
Crazy, man. All right, what's coming up in sports?
All-Star break. It's in full swing.
CSX Big Jim's House, 611. Here's Aaron V with sports.
And it's brought to you by Tim Hortons. You can now get 2 sausage, egg, and cheese bagels or English muffin sandwiches for $4 at Timmy's. Or mix and match one of each for $4. No substitutions, limited time only at participating restaurants. Bryce Harper thrilled the home crowd winning the All-Star Home Run Derby last night. He beat Chicago Cubs slugger Kyle Schwarber, 19-18.
There it is! Center field, and Bryce Harper has thrown his bat in the air and won the 2018 T-Mobile Home Run Derby, and he loves it. Let's go!
Harper hit the contest-winning blast in extra time, the reward for hitting 2 home runs at least 440 feet during the 4 minutes of regulation.
Love that, the way they're doing it now. Instead of outs where they just had so much time to do it, they get a 30-second timeout. It just moved along 10 times faster. That's a good idea, whoever came up with that.
It does. It flows much better.
Yeah.
Tonight's the All-Star Game. Nationals ace Max Scherzer will start for the National League on his home field, while Red Sox ace Chris Sale will start his third consecutive game for the American League. First pitch a little after 8. Final Four won't be returning to Detroit anytime in the next 8 years. Motown was not selected as one of the 4 host cities for the 2023 through 26 Final Fours unveiled by the NCAA yesterday. Houston, Phoenix, San Antonio, and Indianapolis were chosen as the 4 hosts. Detroit was left out along with other finalists, Los Angeles and Dallas. And after more than 5 months on the job, Bill Beekman had the interim tag removed from his title and was named Michigan State's permanent athletic director. He's been a university vice president and secretary of the board of trustees since 2008.
Congratulations, Jeff in Rochester, our first break box winner. And coming up here in a couple minutes, our producer, Ryan, our new homeowner.
Yes.
It's not good. It's not good.
Uh-oh.
He's frustrated. We're going to give away Bob Seger street yard signs. He wants to put up a for sale sign. We'll explain what's going on now with his house next. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 622, beautiful sunrise, 66 degrees right now, and beautiful day yesterday with the rain. spend the day in your house working on plumbing because you have a house and houses never break. You never have problems, right, producer Ryan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never.
Our beautiful millennial producer Ryan, first time homeowner, and nothing has gone wrong with this house since you bought it. It's just been seamless.
No, it's been a quiet, everybody's heard about all the problems, but it's been a quiet couple of months here now.
Until yesterday. By the way, I want to do this. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. We're going to fix Ryan's plumber problem just by listening. I've got a friend who's an auto mechanic, and people call him all the time and tell him what's wrong with their car over the phone, like he can solve it. They do it all the time. Jeff knows. He's like listening right now going, yep. Like,
it's because this that thing.
Yeah, you can hear me knocking on that, right?
You hear that?
That's,
yeah. What is that? It makes this noise.
So what's going on with the plumbing in your house?
It's the same drain that I think it's a floor drain in my back room, which is kind of like a laundry room type thing, but it's not. I don't have my laundry in there.
Okay.
But it's connected to the sink, and it is backing up. And it's happened before, and I snaked it and poured some drain cleaner stuff down it, and it went away, and it was good to go. But yesterday, I was just having problems with it, and I started to snake it and was pulling out. Like what I thought, I'm trying to see if it's hair or leaves. I'm hoping it's not leaves, right? Because that would mean something bad's happening.
Yeah, I would think so.
But it doesn't, I don't know. It
leaves
seems
coming
like
up through your plumbing system in your house.
Yeah,
well,
I don't know.
Leaves, it just means that maybe there's backup from like the street drain. You don't want tree roots. That's the worst thing.
Right, and I didn't pull out any of that, but I was pulling out like a white kind of chalky substance.
Really?
Which, of course, got me really nervous at first because I'm like, oh, God, that's the pipes deteriorating.
You're going to be in season 4 of Narcos or something?
There's a pretty good chunk that I've pulled out so far, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to get more today when I go back to keep working on it.
So Heidi, your girlfriend, did the research, though, went online. We've decided now that, you know, it used to be WebMD. You'd go to WebMD, and then you would freak out because no matter what you had, you were going to die.
Yeah.
And now I think it's home improvement things. When you go to try to find out what's going on with your house, when you go online, it's always the worst case.
Yeah, and so I was, but the good thing was when I started to look up things, I found people with the exact same stories or similar stories as I had, and they said it could be like deposits in the water, like too much calcium buildup or something like that.
Right.
Or
well, you're pouring milk down the drain.
Yeah,
you can't do that.
Hardened milk. But don't they make stuff for that? Like, what is it, CLR or something like that?
Cialis, actually. Makes the pipe stronger for 4 hours.
That's different.
Yeah, that's different.
Opens up those
CLR,
pipes.
You can do that one.
Well, I was pouring down the stuff that my stepdad told me to get because it's what he uses once in a while. But I was doing it where I was pouring it down once a week or once in a while just to keep it going. And I didn't do that for a little while because I don't have a garbage disposal. That's the other thing.
Oh, okay. So guys, you guys have heard the problem now. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Our studio numbers, you're not going to get plumbing advice now, right? You ready for that, Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to fix this, man. We can fix this. Ryan doesn't know. We already know what it is. We wired up his house for sound because, we're always looking for bits and stuff like that. We actually have audio from Ryan yesterday.
Hiya, Georgie. What a nice boat. Do you want it back?
Yes, please.
Look like a nice boy. Do you want to balloon to it, Georgie?
I'm not supposed to take stuff from strangers.
It's in his
dream. Oh, well, I'm Pennywise the Dancing Clown. Now we aren't strangers, are we?
I should get going now.
It's amazing how much he sounds so young at home, doesn't he? It's just creepy, man. I see the lines lighting up already. 248-398-WCSX. CSX Big Jim's house, 637, 66 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, our millennial who bought his first house and is having some more plumbing problems. He's been getting stuff backing up in like the back room. Your laundry room really is what it is. You get that floor drain stuff coming up, white powdery kind of things coming from it. It's weird, huh?
Yeah, that is weird.
You ever have your drain back up in the laundry room?
Not in the laundry room, but we had issues in the basement.
We had a tri-level I used to live in, and that was the laundry room was always, you're always dealing. If there was any plumbing problems, that's where it went from. I mean, it just came up. You'd have all sorts of burbling. No sewage, thank God, but other stuff. 248-398-WCSX. It's cool. People have been really helping out and giving some advice. Sandy in Waterford, good morning.
Morning. How are you this morning?
We're good. So did you have tips to solve Ryan's plumbing problems?
Well, I had the same problem, and he said that was a laundry room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The problem was people who used the powdered soap, laundry soap, it would literally go into clumps like bricks because it would form a bubble around it and stay solid, and it jacked up all my pipes in my basement for my laundry room.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, Sandy. 248-398-WCSX. Because it makes sense. Kind of like chocolate milk. You get the bubble around it and stuff when you stir it.
Yeah, the powder soap that you use for washing. Anyhow, I don't like that stuff.
You don't?
No.
That's why I don't wash any clothes. Oh. I wear the same thing every day. It's just easier. Because eventually it holds the same form. You just like put it on like a tent.
Now I know what that smell
See,
is.
See, stick with me, kid. You'll learn. hold on. Line three. Ryan's here with us. We're getting some advice. Is it a Tony? Good morning, Tony. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard you guys talking about the drain problem. This is Tony Montana. I'm calling. I have a plumber service here in Detroit.
Yep. I got problems with my drains. They're clogging up again,
yep.
Tony.
You have powder in your drain. Can you have powder coming out of your drain?
Powder.
There's something. I don't know what it is.
I understand.
It's powder.
It's white powder. If you have white powder, first thing you do is sell it for millions of dollars.
Whoa.
But what we're going to do is, Tony Montana Plumbing, I'm going to come by. I'm going to bring my most powerful tool. I'm going to bring an ogre.
An ogre?
An ogre.
What's an ogre?
Ogre. Say it with me now.
Ogre.
Ogre. I'm going to bring an ogre. Ogre. Is that how you say it here?
Ogre.
That makes sense. Okay.
I'm going to bring the ogre. We're going to unplug it. It's going to say hello to my little plumbing front. Okay? We're going to get rid of the thing. You're going to be cleaning the pipes. And then we're going to go out and get some Coke or a pop, whatever you call it in Michigan. Okay?
Tony, as long as it takes care of my pipes, you can bring that ogre.
I'm going to say hello to my little plumbing front. Okay. Oh, crap. I
will
get you, sir.
Bye. I wonder if Tony's on your tackle app. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, Thin Lizzy, boys are back in town. Don't forget, listen for two in a row from Bob Seger to get one of our very limited edition I Support Bob Seger Boulevard yard signs. We got one here in the studio. We tried to stick it in the carpet and the floor and they wouldn't let us. Whatever, Sherry. So yeah, listen for two of those, and we'll also get you the Bob Seger yard sign, and then we'll get you the koozies too, the limited edition one.
It's They're really cool.
For the American Storm. Speaking of Thin Lizzy, by the way, I don't know if you ever heard their version of Rosalie. There was a song Bob Seger did called Rosalie for CKLW's old way back in the day. It's a great Bob Seger song. They covered it.
Did they really?
Yeah, go online and find it. It's really cool. Maybe we'll play a clip at some time this week and we'll get that out there. I wanted to ask you a question, Aaron. You have some very cool tattoos. You got on your right arm, you got a sleeve, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I have 3/4 on my right and 1/2 on the left.
Today is National Tattoo Day.
Is it really?
I don't know. There's a day for everything, but it is National Tattoo Day. Someone's proclaimed this. 25% of Americans would rather get an IRS tattoo than pay taxes. Would you? I would.
No.
Are you kidding me? The IRS logo? No, never have to pay taxes again? In a minute. Here's the question I had, though. I was reading this you know, you always get stats. 12% of Americans have gotten a tattoo of their pet. Really surprised you don't have a Tito tattoo yet.
That was just the discussion on Sunday. Riley and I are going to go because I've been looking at, I'm going to do a Chihuahua silhouette on my foot.
Are you really?
Yes.
Okay, a Tito tattoo. Here's a question for you. 3% of Americans have gotten a tattoo while drunk.
That's now, a bad idea.
Okay, I've never been in a tattoo parlor. That's not entirely true. When I was in the Navy, we had to go get a guy from one because he was hammered and they said, come get him. If someone comes into a tattoo parlor and they're drunk, are you going to do a tattoo on him? Or are
no.
you telling? Okay, that's what I thought.
No.
What do they just send you home? Go, dude, man. You need at least.
Yeah, any respectable tattoo shop will tell you take a hike.
Okay.
You bleed. You bleed too much.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a lot of blood.
Well, if you're drunk.
Mm. We had a guy in the Navy, John Fungaro. Fungo. He got a tattoo of a flaming skull on the inside of his forearm. From his wrist all the way to his elbow. And back then in the service, you weren't allowed to have tattoos showing. So we were in San Diego in boot camp, and he had to wear long sleeve shirts during the summer.
Oh.
And then it gets worse. His parents come to see him graduate from school, and they're from Idaho. Very, very conservative family. And Fungo's walking around wearing flannel shirts, long sleeve shirts in California during the summer, sweating like crazy because he didn't want his mom and them to see it.
That's a bad decision.
But he woke up the next morning, and when he got it, he had that, like, the, what do you call that, medical padding, you know, the stuff on there. And he was looking at it. We're sitting in the barracks, and he goes, Jim, I don't know what this is. I'm not kidding. He pulled it back, and you couldn't really tell at first. I didn't know. It's all kind of puffy and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And then we watched it over the course of the day magically turn into a flaming skull. Last time I talked to him, he was like, I can't believe I did that. But he still had it, but he had to wear long sleeve shirts everywhere he went.
That's funny.
Yeah, so okay, I was just curious, though. So you can't, like,
You never want to be drunk and get a tattoo. That's not a good idea.
A friend of mine who was a lawyer got his belly button pierced when he was drunk in Florida once on spring break.
Alcohol, it's a hell of a drug.
It is. That's cool you get a Tito tattoo, though.
Yeah, just a little silhouette of a chihuahua.
With no teeth and a tongue hanging out the side? You Google Tito the Chihuahua, you'll know what we're talking about. CSX Big Jim's house, 7 o'clock, 66 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We were talking about Allen Park. There was an alligator that they had to go get. It was in somebody's backyard. That's crazy.
Yeah, this woman said she was walking out of her garage and she saw it out of the corner of her eye and she saw it jump into a pond and she's like, what the heck was that? So she called 911 for somebody to get the gator. So Allen Park police, but the officers don't wrangle reptiles. So they called.
I don't blame them. I'm like, I'm not going to go gator wrestling in Allen Park.
So they called a critter pet shop.
We got the guy here. I think, is this him, right? This is the critter pet shop guy?
He goes, can we get him out? I said, yeah. So I go, no nut, barehanded, and grab him. He's got tongue teeth, you can see. He's got tongue. So if he was to clamp on, he'd definitely put a marks in you. Absolutely.
Okay, so that's the dude who actually went to get the gator. If you want to see the gator in the backyard now in park, 248-398-WCSX. Text us, the keyword is...
Gator, G-A-T-O-R.
That's crazy. We were thinking about this, other wild animals. You see weird animals all over Detroit. I mean, you know, we've seen different critters and stuff, and coyotes coming in, and, you know, you deer and Canadian geese attacking everybody, or Canada geese, excuse
Canada
me.
Canada geese, yeah.
Say Canadian geese, because then they'll get mad and come here. But Aaron told us something in the studio and actually mentioned it during our first break at 6 a.m. this morning when I mentioned the gator. What were you explaining to us?
Oh, my uncle had one and he used to keep it in his bathtub and he had a pet monkey.
Come on.
I'm serious.
Come on.
I am dead serious.
This is the uncle I met.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
My favorite uncle, the one that I love dearly.
Is he up?
We should call him.
All right.
Oh, he's awake.
He's always listening in the morning. We love this. You're serious, aren't you?
I'm dead serious.
Right. He had a gator and a monkey.
I heard stories since I was a kid. We'll find out if it's true.
All right, we'll give him a call next. He better be awake, unless the gator got him. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're sitting here talking about this gator in Allen Park. Of course, if you want to see the story, we'll send it to you. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. Text us, the keyword is...
Gator.
What was the one we were talking about animals? Because there's so many crazy animals in Detroit right now. What was the text we got about the Canada goose? You have that one still?
Oh, my gosh.
We're laughing about this in the studio. We're going to get your uncle on the phone in a second.
I work with a guy from Mexico who doesn't speak a lot of English. A Canada goose made a nest by one of the paddock gates and hissed at him while he was putting horses out. He comes back to us after and says, I do not like the cobra chicken.
For now on, I will never refer to it as a chicken. It is for now on cobra chickens. That's what they are. He's dead on. They act right. That thing kind of, they act like a cobra and they're going to come get you. Not like a gator, though. You're serious about you. We're going to do this. We're going to call your uncle.
I have heard stories since I was a kid that my favorite uncle had a gator and a monkey in his apartment.
Right, hold on. Let me see if I can get it here. Okay, I got to switch it over here. And 2-9. Got it. All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
Hello.
Good morning, my lovely uncle. How are you?
Oh, just wonderful.
So we were discussing there was a baby gator loose in Allen Park, and Aaron informed us that you had a gator and a monkey in your place in Mount Clemens once upon a time. Is this true?
Once upon a time, yes.
See, I always heard stories growing up about the monkey and the gator, but I didn't believe it, and now you have confirmed it.
So how big was the gator?
The last time I seen him, he was about 3.5 feet long.
Whoa. What do you mean? What happened to him then?
Well, there was a party, and this was in an apartment building, and one of my friends decided to go into the restroom, and he wasn't aware that there was an alligator in the bathtub, and he put his hand in to pet the alligator. And that never works out. Well, the alligator managed to escape out of the bathtub, ran down the hallway into the living room where this party was going on. And then there was about 9 different people trying to climb up on one kitchen table.
And then
it didn't work out well.
So where'd the alligator go? Just out the door?
No, he stayed in the apartment building for about another day, and then he found a new home.
Okay.
Where was the new home?
In the area of 10 Mile and Woodward.
So back in the day, there was an alligator living on 10 and Woodward.
Think of the area, Detroit Zoo kind of area.
Yeah.
Yes, it only seemed correct.
It just blended in. Okay.
Yes. So,
and then what kind of monkey did you have in the apartment?
A bad monkey.
Well, they're all bad. I mean, they throw feces at everybody. I mean, come on. So
not all they do.
Oh, really? Okay. So
yes. You know, the old adage about monkey see, monkey do.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a lot of truth to that.
So at what point, I got to go back to the gator, though. You had a 3.5-foot gator in your bathtub. It didn't bother you? You were just like, whatever, I got a gator in the tub. It's fun.
I had to use the neighbor's bathroom to take a shower and stuff because couldn't get into the bathtub in my place.
Did they know you had a gator?
Well, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know, hey, can I borrow your bathtub? You know, why? Because I've got a gator in
mine. If you have an alligator in your bathroom, you know it.
Yeah. Did you name the gator?
You're not mistaking when you see an alligator in the bathroom.
So did you name it?
No.
Okay.
Never got that friendly with it.
You guys never had a moment or anything?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, that's the damnedest thing ever. Okay, so this baby gator in Allen Park is nothing. You had one in your bathtub, 3.5 feet long, yes, in Mount Clemens. That's fantastic.
Oh, yes.
Hey, I'll see you Monday. I'll be out at Dick Huvar's Monday night. We'll stop on by early. Maybe we'll get together.
Sounds good.
All right, brother.
Thanks for the call.
It's awesome.
Love you.
Love you.
Love you too, kid. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, here he goes. Okay.
I still don't get, was the alligator forced on him, or did he want it there?
I have so many questions.
I was listening to that whole thing, wondering.
I told you, when you go out to Dick Huvar's on Monday, pop by his watering hole and have a chat with him.
Oh, we're going to spend a couple hours talking about this. Not just one or two beverages. I may not make it across the street to Dick Huvar's when I'm out there Monday with Kenny Galladay from the Lions. All right. All right, Skinny and Skinette. Skinette, wait a minute. How do I say the Skinny and the female version of Skinny is Skinny? You guys both look great, and you've been doing Nutrimost now, and it's just kicking butt.
Well, thank you. How much weight are you down now?
2 more pounds today, so it's 27 total.
Nice.
17.4 as of this morning. Nice. For me.
Yeah. Just looking yoked every day now.
Whatever.
Love it.
I am feeling so good. How would you like to lose 20 pounds guaranteed like we are? Well, Nutrimost is your answer. Maybe you're tired or out of shape.
Yeah, Aaron's right. Nutrimost is your answer. And the cool thing is they develop a completely personalized food and supplement plans for each of us. So now we know exactly what and how much to eat.
We eat fresh, healthy food we buy at the market. No prepackaged foods. And there's no drugs, no shots, no surgery. The one thing that I love about Nutrimost is they coach you daily on every step of your weight loss journey so you don't have setbacks. They keep you on track.
And I love the part of eating out at a restaurant is absolutely stress-free, regardless of the situation. A person, you know exactly what to eat, so there's never a reason to become derailed. Remember, Nutrimost guarantees a minimum weight loss of 20 pounds. And like I said, I've already lost 27 pounds.
And I'm down 17. So you can change your life today. Get ready to buy new clothes. Get your beach body back just like us. I wore a bikini for the first time in 13 years a couple weeks ago. It was like
so did Ryan, strangely enough.
It was the greatest feeling in the world. Schedule your free consultation by calling Nutrimost at 888-45-NUTRIMOST or visit them at Nutrimost.com. Again, they guarantee 20 pounds. Call Nutrimost now at 888-45-NUTRIMOST.
CSX Big Jim Toss, 722. Make sure you're listening for 2 from Bob Seger.
And then you can walk away with one of our exclusive I Support Bob Seger yard signs and a 4-pack of exclusive koozies.
Bob Seger Boulevard. You got to make sure. Sign says that on it.
Yeah.
So you actually will have that in your front yard so we can get this done. All right. Getting back to wild animals in the Motor City. The story started out this morning in Allen Park. We have this little gator that jumped into it was in their backyard. If you want to see what started the whole conversation this morning, text us 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword is
gator.
And also included in there is Aaron's Uncle Don, the conversation we just had with him. We put that up as well. He had a gator in his bathtub in Mount Clemens, and he had a monkey. He didn't tell us what type. He just said it was a bad monkey.
Yes. All monkeys are bad.
That is the damnedest call I've ever seen. Not Curious George. Great monkey. mischievous. Spritel Chim Chim?
They're all mischievous. That's the problem, because they're smart.
Right. Well, they're not that smart in Speed Racer, because why would you sit in the trunk of a race car? Just saying.
Because it's a trunk monkey.
All right. Oh, trunk monkey. That funky monkey. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX. We're getting lots of people calling in and texting about wild animals here in the Motor City.
Ed got in touch and says a friend of ours brought back a spider monkey from Vietnam. And of course, Ronnie, the guy we used to jump our bikes over, well, it didn't work out so well for him again. It bit him in the leg.
Of course it did.
Poor kid.
You're the evil Knievel or you're the bus, and he got run over. Is it Kim? Hey, Kim, go ahead now. What was this?
Lived with my grandparents in Detroit, and we'd go shopping, like walk to the market, and every summer we would see, don't ask me what street, but some guy had a monkey, pet monkey, like a rhesus monkey, playing on a swing set. And, you know, remember those old things on a playground? It was like a horizontal ladder up above your head, and you'd hold on to it and go across it.
Walk. Oh, the monkey bars.
Yeah, I guess it was the monkey bars.
Well, for him, they were just bars. They were just bars for him.
Yeah,
he was kind of offended by that.
Thing,
yeah.
There's different kinds. But, yeah, every time he had, like, a long tail, and it was kind of a small monkey, something like a rhesus, I guess, but... I would always see it in the backyard every time you walk to the market. It was the weirdest thing.
Thank you, Kim. 248-398-WCSX. That's awesome. So when I pooped on the lawn, did you call those Reese's Pieces? Yeah.
I love your dad.
I was waiting for her to end that call so I could say that. Oh, thanks for the text there, Steve. Monkey flipping us the bird. Good morning, CSX. 248-398-WCSX, our studio number. You can call or text, always get hold of us. Again, the conversation earlier this morning, we were talking about the gator in Allen Park. If you want to see what the gator they had to go round up and hear the phone call with Aaron's Uncle Don, which we don't say this a lot, but you got to listen to his phone call. It's the damnest thing I've heard. I'm still trying to process it all. He had a 3.5-foot gator in his bathtub.
And a monkey. Well, not in the bathtub.
Not in the bathtub, because that'd be weird. Because having a gator and a monkey is not weird. No, you got to hear this. It's the damnest thing. Text us the keyword for that one is...
Gator.
Yeah. Gator in a backyard in Allen Park. It's pretty nuts. I want to ask you a question. I was thinking about this real quick. I was reading the story this morning. This lady, she will not give her name out. She went by the handle Mrs. Sprinkled Donut. That was her screen name on Twitter. She actually had to cancel her Twitter account because there were so many media requests.
What did she do?
She didn't do anything. It's the guy she went out with. This is the start thinking right now about your first date. When you go on a bad first date or a weird first date or something like that. She was recently taken to Costco on a first date because her dating profile said her ideal date would be dining at a discount retailer. Her date took her to Costco on the first Saturday of the month because that's when the store had the most samples. Ms. Sprinkled Donut canceled her Twitter account last night because of media attention surrounding her date.
You could have at least taken her to an IKEA.
I don't know. So you don't think that's nice? Costco for a first date?
No.
Wow. It's on her profile. Her ideal date would be dining at a discount retailer. You think about it, it's got club in the name, so it sounds like Sam's Club. I mean, it sounds like a dance club, right? You don't think that would be romantic? It would show that the guy's listening, that he's read your profile, and he wants to take you somewhere where you want to go.
That's so bad.
There's nothing I can do to change your mind on this?
Then you could pick up a 24-pack of toilet paper while you're there.
To cry in when she doesn't call you back. Yeah. CSX Big Jim's house, 748, 67 degrees.
Whoa!
Did you say what? What'd you say?
Whoa!
248-398-WCSX. It's time to give you passes for the...
Whoa! Zone.
All right, here we go.
All right, it's located inside the Holly Recreation Area.
Whoa!
Zone is the area's first inflatable on-water obstacle course that provides hours of high-energy fun for everyone. For more details on...
Whoa!
Zone and to purchase passes, go to...
Whoa!
ZoneHolly.com.
Whoa!
This is awesome. If you haven't seen that, I told you, like, first time when they set it up, I was out there and drove by, and you could see it from the... it's massive. Mom and Dad, I see the phones lighting up already. 248-398-WCSX. Got to get those kids out. Get them out of the house. Get them off the Fortnite.
I was thinking about this. Like, you can dump them off there, go run your errands, and come back.
I don't think that's how they... Like a daycare with water. Whoa. I don't think they look at it quite that way, Aaron.
I know, but it's a great idea.
No, it's not. No.
I like to take the kids over to Lake Superior and go on vacation for a week.
Whoa.
No.
Why not?
No. It's not. That's the no zone. No.
Whoa. The zone.
The no zone. That's where married guys live. Anyway, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. I will take call number 31 so you can go to the...
Whoa. Zone.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Zone. Drop your kids off.
Why not?
Here, Bobby, here's a towel. See you at 5.
That's what my parents used to do.
Waiting for that parenting expert to come on Aaron's podcast. Yeah. We have Ann in Marine City on the phone. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Congratulations, you're caller number 31. You're going to the whoa zone. Whoa.
Awesome.
No, it's not awesome. Got to give us a whoa, Ann. Give us a good whoa.
Whoa.
There we go.
That was better than the guy yesterday. The guy yesterday was very polite. Whoa. All right. Whoa. So you got kids, Ann?
Yes.
They're going to love this. They're going to love this, man. We will see you out at the
Whoa Zone.
And
whoa.
Don't.
Whoa.
Nice.
That was perfect.
Don't drop them off for the day like Aaron said.
Yeah, okay? Don't listen to my bad parenting advice. Yeah,
don't do that one. All right. And no wire hangers. That's Aaron's other mantra. Right. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. 801, 66 degrees. Beautiful morning for a mosquito bite. In the studio.
Oh my gosh.
This mosquito, just to paint the picture, has been flying around here all morning, right?
Yes.
And it's been I haven't seen it. I saw it once, a little bit, but it was just circling around Aaron for like 2 hours, like, hey baby, how you doing?
And I couldn't kill it either, which made it even worse. I tried for like a half hour to kill it, and then it finally bit me.
So
it got me on the ankle.
His name is Charlie. Charlie bit me. Mosquitoes like for 2 hours going, ooh, I like that lady. I'm going to bite her, man. So, coming up next, it's not a question of what or where, but who the hell bought it? Where were you?
I'm sorry. I love this game.
Come on. We'll try this again. We're on till 10.
I'm
ready?
Sorry.
It's not what or where, but who the hell bought it? Man, I don't want to do it now. We'll do it next.
Now you know how I feel about Battle of the Burbs. Play that game anymore either.
Why did you say that like somebody on MTV? And
now you know how I feel about Battle of the Burbs.
Like, oh my God, Becky.
TRL coming up at 4.
VIP tickets for Uncle Cracker coming up next. We'll play Who the Hell Bought It if she doesn't kill me. Next. CSX 94.7, Big Jim's house, 66 degrees. Time to play the game show where it's not what or where, but
who the hell bought it?
Now, Aaron's got someone's receipt here. We're playing, by the way, for VIP passes for Rockin' on the Riverfront this Friday with Uncle Cracker. You get 2 seats in the front of the stage area, dinner for 2 at Andiamo. It's a big prize.
It is, because the Detroit Marriott at the Renaissance Center is the official hotel of the 2018 Chevrolet Rockin' on the Riverfront concert series with food and beverages available. From Andiamo.
So you got the receipt. Now, the game, for folks who don't know, explain the game to everybody, Aaron.
All right. So I have a receipt in my hand. I'm going to tell you what the items are and the total cost. You need to determine whether it was Big Jim, myself, Aaron, or producer Ryan who bought it. Okay. We have strawberries for $2.50. Another set of strawberries for $2.50. A pepper rainbow for $4.99.
A what?
A pepper rainbow.
Okay.
Vanilla yogurt, 2 of those at $2.99 a piece. Mango Greek yogurt for $2.99. Some blueberries for $3.99. Zip sauce for $6.99. Slap Your Mama hot sauce for $4.49. I don't know what that says because it's a weird abbreviation, but it's $3.24. And then a head of lettuce for $1.99. And then fresh tuna for $11.98 for a grand total of $51.64. Paid for by debit card.
Okay, so your job at 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, simply tell us
who the hell bought it.
So it's either me, Aaron V, or producer Ryan. A lot of stuff on that list there. This is a tough one. I see the phone's lighting up here.
It's healthy.
Okay, so You were talking about in the studio now. Have you decided what you're going to do with your tackle?
Yes. Today, I am booking a car detail. We were just talking off air about this. I found this new app. It's called Tackle. And man, the things you can do on this to make your life easier is incredible. Like, for example, maybe you haven't had time to do your house chores. You can get your house clean. Maybe you have something you need put together that you can't put together yourself. You can get handyman work done. If you have a bunch of junk you need hauled, they do that too. They can do yard work, furniture rearrange. The other option is, you know, my Barbie dream closet.
Yes.
It's kind of messy, so I thought about hiring somebody on Tackle to come reorganize all of that.
You need to hire somebody on Tackle to keep you from looking at more shoes like you were doing in the studio before the show started today.
Stop it.
Okay.
Tackle connects you to background check providers who can show up ready to work in an hour or two. And as I mentioned, there are hundreds of pre-priced chores to choose from. Now, when I say pre-priced, the price is listed on the chore. It gives you all the details about the chore, how much it costs. When the person gets there, there's no money surprises. You know what you're going to pay. And you don't pay with cash or checks. You pay through the app, so you don't have to deal with that aspect of getting chores done. So if you're ready to help someone make your life easier, download the Tackle app for free. If you need a small job or chore done, like I mentioned, I'm going to have my car detailed. Mm-hmm. In and out, outside, inside. It's going to look beautiful. I know this person that's going to take good care of my car because they're background checked. So download the free Tackle app now and let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your to-do list done. That's Tackle, and it's spelled T-A-K-L. T-A-K-L. Treat yourself to Tackle.
CSX Big Jim Test, 822, 70 degrees. You just stepped outside. It's beautiful out there.
It's lovely, and it's low humidity today, too.
Love that. When the rain came through yesterday, you could feel it. I was running in and out. We had like a, when the first wave of storms came through Waterford yesterday, Kathy, my wife's like, put steaks on now. We like ran outside, put steaks on the grills, and they're like looking at the sky. Going, come on.
Hurry up, cook faster. I do that too. I think everybody who barbecues in Michigan has that same thought.
Yeah, because it changes every 5 minutes. So you're like, it's snowing, it's raining, it's sunny, it's hot, it's humid, it's cold. So yeah, we got them done though. But yeah, definitely beautiful day outside today. 70 degrees, like I mentioned right now. All right, coming up next. This is really interesting. I read this yesterday. This is pretty cool. The oldest music video to reach 1 billion YouTube views. Start thinking about it. We'll tell you what it is next. The oldest music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube. The video was actually done like 13 years before YouTube even existed. And how it got to a billion views is pretty crazy. We'll explain next. And we should probably play the song too, I would think.
I would hope so.
Unless it's Gangnam Style. No, we're not doing that. CSX, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 827, 70 degrees right now. I just think this is one of the weirdest stories, and it's so cool. It involves classic rock. The oldest music video to reach 1 billion YouTube views is
Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Crazy.
Now, to put things in perspective, there are 46 other music videos that have broken the 1 billion views mark, but they've all been released in the past decade.
So GNR November Rain came out in 92, 13 years before YouTube was even a thing. So this came out. Now, what happened was, what we figure is, they did a South American tour. I think it was 2017. So fans start, they go see him, and maybe they've discovered the music and they start to go watch him. They go on YouTube to look for the video. 83% of the November Rain views in this year have come from outside the U.S. Brazil, 69 million views. Mexico, 66 million views for this music video.
But you know what was cool about this video is it wasn't a normal 3.5 minute music video like a lot of the other ones.
Oh, it's a story.
It's a story. It was like almost 10 minutes long.
So we're going to play November Rain right now, and then we're going to tell you if you want to actually see the video we've been talking about, the oldest music video to reach 1 billion views on YouTube, GNR November Rain. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword would be
GNR.
There you go. All right. Such a great song, too.
The video is greatness.
I forgot about the whole Slash in front of the church thing. Yeah, there's a lot going on, man. Okay, it's GNR, the oldest music video to reach 1 billion views. November Rain. Big Jim's house, CSX. Morning. CSX, Big Jim's house, November Rain. Gotta wait for the end of that one. GNR, the oldest music video to reach 1 billion YouTube views. If you want to see it, we'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword.
GNR.
It was awesome video, man. Absolutely amazing music video. But, you know, GNR's music really reaches worldwide. which we learned from that because they did a South American tour and everybody in Brazil and Mexico watched it like crazy and spiked it over a billion views. Guns N' Roses really has impacted musicians all around the world. This talent show, we believe it was in Taiwan. We're not entirely sure. We have this video for you, but this right here is the power of Guns N' Roses. This was during a talent show, ladies and gentlemen. This is not edited. You got it, man. His mic fell. Wait. Sorry, it's so bad. It's so funny, and you got to watch that. We'll text you that one as well. Of course, the keyword for that would be
cover.
Yeah, for the worst cover band ever. But is it, though? Is that the worst cover band you've ever heard?
No, because that's like an average Saturday night at karaoke in Mount Clemens.
Okay, so you're thinking to yourself, like, all right, it's pretty, you know, karaoke, but for a band to go out and do that, that's pretty rough, right? I mean, to do this to GNR. Gonna stop with that. But are they the worst cover band ever? No, I say there's one worse.
Oh no.
There was a music store opening a couple of years ago in North Carolina, and the band stood in front of the music store and they were gonna play some Pink Floyd. And they played the hell out of some Pink Floyd. Same text link, by the way, cover 248-398 WCSX. Which one's worse?
Just a little bit.
The bass player's like seven chords ahead of the singer.
It's so funny. God bless them because they're trying, man. They're really trying. They're looking at each other, but yeah, it just ain't working.
For them.
Really, it's up to you to decide which one's worse, that one or the folks doing Sweet Child of Mine. If I had to choose, I'd probably go with this one. We got to get these guys. Ryan, we have got to get these guys, man. JT, I know you're listening right now for our fire, for our barbecue in the fall or our big bonfire. We got to get them. We got to. Don't we? Come on.
I'm busy that day.
No, come on. You don't even know what it is.
I know.
Dang.
I'm still busy.
Come on, here it comes. This is so good right here. Oh, man, we got to get that done. All right, we'll work on that one. So, I always come in perky in the morning, and I've noticed this recently. It was one of these days. I got up this morning, and I realized something had changed. It's my pillow. My Pillow, I'm telling you, it has made all the difference in the world for me. And people go like, you're crazy. It's a pillow. Dude, if you haven't tried one, you don't know what you're talking about. I will never go back. I took one on vacation with me. I have one in our house. I'll take one and throw it in the back of the van if we're going up north for the weekend. You got to have a My Pillow, and now is the time. My Pillow has brought back their best offer ever. Buy one My Pillow, get one absolutely free. Just go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you got to use the promo code WCSX. That's really important. You want that quality sleep that has you feeling like a new person the next morning. Take advantage of this offer now. Get one for you, one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, your mailman, whoever it is. 100% machine washable and dryable. Comes with a 10-year warranty. 60-day money-back guarantee for a pillow. That's how much we believe in MyPillow. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. You just feel better when you get a great night's sleep. In summer in Michigan, why do you want to miss these days taking naps all day because you had a bad night's sleep? And here's, as humid as it was, I never had to do the 2 a.m. flip with the pillow. You know, like we had to find the cool side of the pillow?
That's the worst.
Never had to do that. Never had to do that. Didn't have to taco the pillow and fold it in like 8 different pieces. Take advantage of MyPillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one special, and use promo code WCSX or call 800-925-4059. You got to use that promo code WCSX. Be sure to use the promo code WCSX to get the buy one, get one offer. You can also use our promo code WCSX to get up to 50% off all items on the MyPillow website. Heads up, though. This offer ends August 1st. It's MyPillow.com. The buy one, get one free special. Use that promo code WCSX. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Thanks for joining us this morning. And your anthem was amazing. A lot of people still watching it from Saturday at Jimmy John's Field.
Thank you. I'm still blushing over that.
That was fantastic. And you've been trumped already. It took 24 hours and some kid took your legs out, Aaron.
Aww.
It's a three-year-old, man. What are you going to do?
Then it's okay.
What are you going to do? It's a three-year-old singing the national anthem. Check this out. Are you kidding me?
I love how he can't pronounce his R's, so everything's W. It's so cute.
It's so good to be here in Rochester. if you want to see it, we'll text it to you. The keyword is
anthem.
Even your keyword got bumped within 24 hours.
Aww.
You had anthem as a keyword yesterday, Aaron. This three-year-old just took your legs out.
Oh, I'm sad.
He's on the phone.
Not really. That's awesome.
Hold on. Let me get him. Hello, Ellen. This is the three-year-old who did the anthem. I own you.
He's so cute.
You got to see it. It is, yeah. If you're having a rough day, man, you just want to watch something really cool, this kid is just unbelievable. We should get him with that band we played a couple minutes ago to do GNR.
He'd probably rock it out.
Sweet child of mine!
You know what you were mentioning, though, about the day I judged the anthem contest for the USPBL, the Jimmy John's Field.
Yeah.
There was a little four-year-old boy that came out and nailed it.
Seriously.
He was the cutest little thing. I do believe we have the video somewhere. I need to find it.
Okay. All right. We'll get that up there, too. But again, if you want to check out this three-year-old singing the anthem, it's pretty damn powerful. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
anthem.
So you getting your car detailed today?
I am. I've been talking about this Tackle app. I've been telling you about all the great things that you can get done. Like
window cleaning came up at our house, because when you mentioned that on the air, my wife's like, yeah, we need to do that.
Yes, it's called Tackle, T-A-K-L, and it's here to help make your life easier. Now, this is how it works. There are background check providers who show up ready to work in an hour or two, and all of the pre-priced chores are there for you to choose from. When I talk about chores, you can get, like, your house cleaned. You mentioned windows. I'm going to get my car detailed. Maybe you bought an entertainment center and it's been sitting in the box because you don't know how to put it together. You can have somebody do that, too. You can have junk hauled away. You can have your yard work done. If you're ready for someone to help make your life easier, then download the Tackle app for free. If you need a small job or chore done, then download the free Tackle app now and let Tackle show you how great it feels to get your to-do list done. That's Tackle, T-A-K-L, T-A-K-L.
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Want to say hi to Steve, Phil, and the BW3 team, Buffalo Wild Wings.
B-dubs!
Yeah, Fountain Walk Novi. I always heard that it was W3 because it was Wick. Is the name of it's a sandwich in Buffalo. It's like a roast beef kind of sandwich. That's where the third W came from.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I remember years ago, I got a good friend of mine who's from Buffalo, who lives here now, who always reminds me of that every time we go to B-dubs.
I didn't know Buffalo's had wings.
That's why they were grounded for so long, because we ate their wings. I don't know what the tenders part is in a chicken. I don't even want to know. Anyway, B-dubs, if you guys want to, you can just bring over 5 gallons of your Parmesan garlic sauce.
I'm right there with you on that one.
I would give up coffee and just drink that every day.
I like that one, and I like the, what is it, the sweet and hot?
That's a stripper name.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, no, totally different thing. Yeah, no. Okay. Sweet and hot to the DJ booth, please. Where are we going with this break? Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm all flustered now.
We were talking about food and then we got derailed and moved on to other things as usual.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that. I don't even remember what we teased now.
Alligators.
Oh, yeah. The big story this morning was an alligator in somebody's backyard in Allen Park. They had to go get it. The police didn't know how to do it, so they called somebody. Critter control. The dude just jumped into this little pond. How big was the alligator thing?
It's like 3 feet.
Was that big?
It was a big one.
So we found out this morning, and now if you want to see the alligator and hear the entire conversation with Aaron's Uncle Don, which is awesome, we'll text that to you. Of course, the keyword would be...
Gator, G-A-T-O-R.
And here's a little bit of Uncle Don talking about the gator and a monkey that he had in his apartment in Mount Clemens back in the day. I got to go back to the gator, though. You had a 3.5-foot gator in your bathtub. It didn't bother you? You were just like, whatever, I got a gator in the tub. It's fun.
I had to use the neighbor's bathroom to take a shower and stuff because couldn't get into the bathtub in my place.
Did they know you had a gator?
Well, yes.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, you know. Hey, can I borrow your bathtub? You know, why? Because I've got a gator in
mine. You have an alligator in your bathroom, you know it.
Yeah. Okay, that's real. That's real. That's real. That's crazy. I'm still having trouble processing all this.
Welcome to my childhood.
Oh, there's so much in that interview. You've got to check this out. Exactly. So next time you hear Aaron tell a Mount Clemens story, just say, that's nothing. She's got an uncle who had an alligator and a monkey in his house. So check it out. 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, being...
Gator.
Always look on the bright.
We are back tomorrow morning. Again, when you hear two tomorrow from Bob Seger, you can get the I Support Bob Seger Boulevard yard sign. We'll have Battle of the Burbs for VIP tickets for Uncle Cracker. And what would you do Wednesday? Do we want to talk about the envelope tomorrow?
I do this. Oh, this is a big-time work dilemma.
With police ramifications, potentially. There's a lot going on in this one. We will talk about it. So, busy show tomorrow. Jolene is coming in next. You take care of yourself. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Always look on the